This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Link Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KER Politics. You know, my hot button right now, something I'm very, very passionate about, it is exposing socialism and communism in the United States. Perhaps you think I'm going a little bit over the edge when I say exposing communism, but I'm going to get an opinion on that one from my friend Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times. But more importantly than that, I think we have a real problem right now with socialism. I mean, the Democrat who came out and basically all but said he's going to run for the office of president in 2020 is Joe Biden. Former Vice President Biden is on the record as saying, I am as progressive as any candidate in the race right now. Well, unfortunately, Big Al relates a progressive Democrat to a Democrat who seems to be in the camp of certainly the socialistic camp. I don't want to include necessarily Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in that. She's in the camp. There's no question about that. But the fact of the matter is, I think she's a flash in the pan. But some of the other people who are out there are more than just flashes in the pan. And but then again, Ocasio-Cortez is gaining a lot of traction according to the polls that I'm reading. My friend Joshua Phillip, who is an investigative reporter for the Epoch Times, way up the chain at that organization, that happens to be his passion also. Give me some views and your opinion on socialism creep in the United States, Josh.
Right. So in my opinion, one of the biggest issues we have is that most people, I would say, don't really know what socialism, don't really know what communism is. Maybe a better way to put it. And through that, they don't fully understand what socialism is. Bernie Sanders recently came out and he said that he believes that he can sell socialism to the United States, to the American people, if he can help them understand what socialism is. And I think the real issue, I mean, I don't know what the heck he's going to sell them, because if you know what socialism is, I think most people will be horrified by it. Socialism, as stated by Marx, was one of the was the initial stage of communism. So Marx talked about the five stages of civilization: primitive communism, agrarian society, capitalism, socialism, communism. The way they spoke about that, keep in mind, at the time of Marx, there was no such thing as socialism or communism. Socialism was the government system that would be used to create the communist society and communist individual. Communism was more like the envisioned end goal. It was a state where a person's morals, beliefs, concepts, history, culture, all these things were annihilated. We have an individual who no longer has any morals restraining their character, who no longer has any concept of history or traditions and or faith or belief in gods. None of that. You have an individual where all that's been wiped out. Socialism was the government tyranny, the system were of absolute government control that would be used to drive society towards that goal. As explained by Lenin, socialism was called state capitalism, where the state had seized all means of production and controlled the capitalist systems of the society. It's also been called the dictatorship of the proletariat, and that's the idea. Socialism is a dictatorship, a totalitarian dictatorship.
You know, I have to tell you, it's interesting to me that most progressives today are very enthusiastic millennials or younger people. Now, the progressive arm of the Democratic Party, which I think, in my opinion, is a Democratic Party, is gaining a huge amount of traction right now, Josh, among millennials. I am particularly aghast that this is happening, because, as you know, we've talked about this before, I am the son of Russian immigrants. These people, my parents fled from Russia, otherwise they would have been killed. in 2017, and I grew up realizing how bad a totalitarian government really is, and I heard it firsthand from my parents. In my opinion, I don't understand why more and more millennials today are embracing Alexandria Cortez, the two and her two colleagues who happen to be Muslim, and I'm not necessarily being derogatory about Muslims at this point. I have to believe that there are good Muslims out there, although I have guests on the show who feel they're all basically attempting to eradicate non-Muslims, etc., which I think is a bit of a dramatic statement, although it seems to be going in that direction in many, many cases. But having said that, that's not the subject of our discussion. It amazes me, Josh, that so many people in the United States seem to be embracing socialism. How can a guy like Bernie Sanders be a viable candidate when he has these beliefs? You tell me, man.
The only way I think he can be a viable candidate is that people think that socialism represents something it doesn't. And I mean, coming from my own stance, I mean, I'm a former far leftist. I came from that side. I was very into the whole anarchist movements, which if you understand what the real history of true anarchy is, it's very much a communist system. The idea was that, you know, using personal anarchy to achieve what they call intentional communism. That was true anarchy. Goes back to William Godwin. I won't get into the whole thing. But it was only because I believed it was something it wasn't. I think I don't want to tell my whole story, but I had a very kind of long process of coming around. And I think these days, you could say I'm very traditionally conservative. Maybe a way to put it. Not partisan conservative, but traditionally conservative. A lot of young people these days believe that socialism represents something it doesn't. They believe it means you care about poor. It means that you believe in sharing and caring for others and thinking of the well-being of others. This is what they believe socialism represents. And they've been fed this whole narrative that anyone on the right does not believe that you should care for others and so on. It's because, one, they no longer understand what society was before these systems of tyranny were created. And that's really what they are, is just systems of government tyranny, absolute government tyranny. They no longer understand the history of the Democratic Party, which was the party of slavery, the party of racism, the party of, you know, manipulating immigrants and, you know, pretty much getting people in debt traps and all these things and so on. Not saying the Republican Party doesn't have its issues as well, which is why, again, I mentioned I'm not really a partisan. You know, I don't really hold the partisan views of this stuff. But, you know, I think that, I should say, they've been fed this false narrative that political systems are basically, you have communism on the far left, and that you have, you know, fascism on the far right, which is absolute nonsense. Mussolini was the second most popular socialist in all of Europe. He was a socialist. He was an absolute socialist. If you read his writings, he talks about it. Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Party. You know, he rewrote a lot of the socialist ideas to create the Nazi system. He was a socialist. He was an absolute socialist. People have been fed this false narrative that somehow takes out the socialism from their policies. But if you read their policies, they're not much different, honestly, from Bernie Sanders. If you look at the policies of Hitler, if you look at the policies of Mussolini, it's not much different from the progressives of today. It's the same system, just packaged differently, selling you the same narratives. So, you know, during Hitler's time, it was the Jews. These days, it's the white man, right? Mussolini, right, so on. Under Lenin, you had the kulaks. Under Stalin, you had, you know, whatever group you wanted to persecute. Under Mao, it was the landlords and the rightists.
Josh, got to get that. Josh, hang on just a second. I got to take a real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back speaking with Josh Philip about the concept of creeping socialism. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. By the way, please do support the sponsors of the various 20-some-odd stations that carry our show. Would appreciate it if you did that. They all seem to be very good people. I've looked into most of them. But having said that, that's not what this interview is all about. I'm talking with Josh Philip about creeping socialism. Josh, at some point, we've got about 8 minutes here. At some point, I'd like to get your views on what I think is happening as a result of the movement in our country right now, and it's called the degradation of moral values, fiscal values, sexual values, etc., etc. I believe with the trend that we're going in right now in terms of what I think are very, very important Judeo-Christian values, if they disappear, people do what feels good, etc., etc. People are totally non-judgmental of others who perhaps are making some serious mistakes. And I'll stress in here, fiscal mistakes as opposed to sexual preference mistakes, because as Pope Francis said, who am I to judge? I live in a glass house. Well, I don't live in a glass house necessarily when it comes to that, but again, I truly believe in the final judgment. Anyway, give me some opinions on that, if you would, Josh.
Yeah, well, I would say that the current global political systems based in communism have made traditional values, including Christianity, one of their main targets for destruction. And this is something that goes way back. This is something that ties into one of the lesser understood goals that communism originally espoused. So basically, let's get into the history of it briefly because you need this to understand it. If we look into the original ideas that formed communism, a lot of it was based around naturism. You know, people say these guys are Satanists and whatnot. It's kind of true, actually. If you know what naturism is, so for example, the Cainites were naturists, which is, you know, a lot of these ideas come from that. These early beliefs, you know, communism comes from these early things. Naturism is the idea that man is of nature, and so anything that comes from human nature is therefore righteous. And so anything that restrains human nature is therefore evil.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Yes.
What the heck are the Ten Commandments all about then? What the heck are Jesus' commandments epitomized by the proclamation of the kingdom, love your neighbor, etc., etc.? Basically, it strikes me that naturists, as you're talking about, are completely disregarding biblical teachings. Am I correct?
Disregarding it as its number one enemy. It is an inversion of the moral systems that most of us understand, which is, you know, Satanism works through inverting, the Christian system. Any kind of demonic or evil ideology works through the inversion of whatever the incumbent system is. And so, you know, for example, Satanists, when you look at Christianity, they would try to violate the Ten Commandments rather than follow them. And that for them would be their act of, you know, I mean, real ones, not these Church of Satan guys who just are trying to make a show of things. They're the real ones. And that's very much what communism is based in, is this naturist idea that, you know, of course, if you read Rousseau, if you read these Voltaire, they talk very much about man returning to nature and how, you know, society itself was a divergence from the original, say, true state of man, which is what they would call these things. And so communism, you know, during the French Revolution and so on, forming into communism, was very much based in these things. And even in the Communist Manifesto, Marx talks very directly about the need to destroy, and he rises the need, of course, the need to destroy such things. This is what they call slavery. They call morals slavery under character. They've used these terms to kind of rebrand the entire concept of what morality is. So then immorality is morality, and morality is immorality. It's that satanic inversion they're using. And so in society today, you have, if you believe in, say, traditional sexual values, you are, you know, a bigot or whatever. You know, if you believe in your own faith, you're intolerant of other faiths. If you have any standards, it means that, by the definition, you hate anyone who has different standards. This is how they try to frame these things. And I could get deeply into kind of the system communism uses to create this as well. I mentioned, of course, that Satanism works through inverting the Christian system. Communism works through inverting the morals and traditions of every single traditional system of every single society. The formula they use for that is called dialectical materialism. Keep in mind that the early communists, they called dialectical materialism the living soul of Marxism. They said it was the the physical manifestation of Marxism. And the way it works is very much directly through this satanic inversion concept. It's described as a tool to identify, contradict, and eliminate the middle. And so a communist looking to create a movement in the society would look at what are the beliefs of the society, what are the cultures of the society, what are the values of the society. Then they would say, what are the opposites of the culture, values, traditions of that society? And they would create, they would manufacture movements around the opposites. So, for example, if you want to destroy marriage, you create, you know, this whole feminist ideology. You create something that promotes no-fault divorce and these kinds of things. You create something to destroy marriage. If you want to destroy marriage in society, you create a political narrative around the destruction of marriage. Simple as that. And that's the communist tactic. If you want to attack motherhood, you promote abortion. And you create a political movement around that. And you frame it according to the communist idea of oppressor versus oppressed. That, you know, this incumbent ideology is oppressing women. This incumbent ideology is oppressing families. You manufacture these narratives. You develop movements around it. And then you use that inversion to attack and agitate the incumbent ideology. And this is the formula that communism has used on every single issue in our society to attack every single value that our society was built on.
I guess my question is, I understand the perhaps, oh, for lack of better terms, the perhaps appeal of that to some people, but I don't understand necessarily why they don't stop and think and realize that that's wrong. And, you know, what I use as a prime example of what I'm talking about is back in the, oh gosh, when was it? Probably the mid to late 1970s. So I'm going to talk a little bit about irresponsibility here. And the irresponsibility is going to go into fiscal irresponsibility. I saw an ad. My wife and I were living in the Portland area at the time, raising our kids, and I saw an ad for the Volvo dealer. And the ad basically stated, want to drive a new Volvo? No problem. Take our new 7-year contract and purchase a brand new Volvo. And I thought to myself, this country is really in trouble if they're putting something like that. And that being the case, we are in trouble. Josh Philip, looking forward to having you back on the show next week. I truly appreciate your time.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, as he landed at Palm Beach International Airport, President Trump showed reporters a map that indicated ISIS was on the verge of total defeat in Syria.
There's ISIS, and that's what we have right now, as of last night.
Hours later, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces did announce that ISIS had indeed lost its final bit of territory in Syria. Despite the loss of territory, though, ISIS is still regarded as a major security threat in that region, as well as worldwide. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his probe into possible Russian interference in the 2016 election and has submitted that report to the Attorney General William Barr, who's told lawmakers he may be able to inform them of the principal conclusions in the report as soon as this weekend. Democrats want it to be released in its entirety. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, mall availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, continuing on with KER Politics. Right now, you know, in segments 5 and 6, we talked with Joshua Phillip about the general philosophy of himself and the Epoch Times, his colleagues, I guess I should say, at the Epoch Times about socialism, what's going on in our country, and why they are so adamantly against this particular trend that seems to be growing every single day. I've got Ivan Petchnikoff on the line with me. A lot of you folks requested that we get him back on the show, and I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. We're going to talk about an article that he wrote entitled 2020 Candidates Reject Socialist Label but Embrace Its Policies. But we're going to talk about that after we take a real quick commercial break here after this particular segment is finished. Ivan, my first question for you is the Epoch Times, in general, in my opinion, has probably the largest, I don't want your comment on this, it's just my comment, has the largest circulation of any newspaper in the world when you consider all of the foreign language editions, when you consider your YouTube channel, when you consider everything else. It's absolutely huge. And for the Epoch Times to be as opinionated in the direction of anti-socialism in the United States as they are is something that I'm very glad to see, because I know quite a bit about socialism, I know quite a bit about communism, and I know that it simply does not work either in the short term, the midterm, or the long term. Let's talk a little bit about why they are gaining, in your opinion, why the socialists in the United States are gaining so much traction right now. With people like, I hesitate to use this woman because I think she's a flash in the pan, and that would be Ocasio-Cortez. But some of the others, we've got some fairly serious people stepping up who are talking about running for president in 2020, not the least of whom is Joe Biden, who claims he is as progressive. He's on the record as saying that he is as progressive as any of the current candidates. But if you look at Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Gary Booker, I mean, these are people of substance, particularly if you're a Democrat. Why are intelligent people like that embracing a philosophy and a way of life that has proven to be totally, totally ineffective over the past, well, for as long as I can remember, hundreds of years? What's going on, man?
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all, Al. I think they're embracing it because they can get away with it. At least that's the strategy early in the race, it seems. That's really the point of the article, is that none of them will openly say that they're socialists or that they embrace socialism. Meanwhile, they're promoting policies that are socialist / communist as it gets, the Green New Deal, Medicare for All. And the point of that is that in order for them to rally this activist far left base that's going to come out and work for them on the ground for the primary, they have to embrace these socialist policies. But if they want to make it anywhere far, they can't scare away the average American. So they embrace these policies with nice names like Medicare for All and Green New Deal. But if you ask them whether they're socialists, they will not admit it. And most of them actually have distanced themselves from socialism, with the exception of Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. Everyone's basically said they're not socialists.
Well, they may not be socialists, but in my Bernie Sanders, among the whole cast of characters in that particular camp, was on the record earlier this week as saying, if people understood what I mean by socialism or understood the definition, my definition of socialism, they would embrace it. I believe I understand Sanders' position on socialism, and I got to tell you, man, I don't embrace it. I think it's the death knell for our country. Any comments?
Well, I mean, the track record for socialism and communism throughout history and throughout the world is that a failure. Nowhere has either full socialism or full communism succeeded. But even if you take standalone policies, wherever you look, there are utter failures. So what Bernie's doing there is just once again playing language games with his far left base and with the more centrist, mm-hmm. more average Americans that he needs to in order to get the vote. But really, there's no question about the fact that socialism is a failure and a deadly ideology.
Well, what I find to be interesting is that when I look at the tact that this particular movement has taken, they really seem to be focusing on what I would call minorities in our society. And a lot of these minorities, and I'm going to be perfectly candid here, are people who I don't necessarily agree with. Now, when you talk about racial minorities, they very definitely fall very accurately into the definition of minority, whether you're talking about Americans, whether you're talking about Latinos, whether you're talking about, for lack of better terms, almost anybody in that particular scope, they are what I would call effectively defined minorities. Whereas when you look at other elements that the socialists are really going after, you start to look at people who have what I would call unique sexual preferences, for lack of better terms. Now, that's not necessarily, on my part, a judgment. Only God can judge, and he will in the final, in the finality of everything. But I can't judge what those people are doing as being right or wrong. All I can say is every country that has experienced degradation in morality has actually collapsed, and I would point to Rome on that. Now, my question for you, Ivan, is why are the leaders of the socialistic movements, and I would have to put probably George Soros into that category, why are the leaders focusing almost exclusively on minorities? Whether we're talking about racial minorities or what have you, any type of minority, why are they focusing on them?
Well, as far as history goes, that goes all the way to the beginnings of the communist movement. And the persistent strategy is you antagonize people, you pit people against each other. This theory of class struggle, where you find a class of people, you demonize them, and you disenfranchise them, you attack them, you destroy them. And once you're done with that group, you find another one. And through this, the chaos of this perpetual struggle, the communists and the socialists have a tighter grip on power. And two, the people are less cohesive and more afraid of each other, more distant from each other, which makes them an easier group to control in general. So in broad strokes, this is what the communists have been doing for decades around the world, and has been very effective for them. And the progressives in the United States, who, you know, renamed themselves after communism was no longer in fashion when the wrongdoing in Soviet Union came out. The progressive / communist / socialists in the United States have been really employing the same tactic, but with different groups. So this theory of intersectionality of theirs, you know, those that, like you called it, unique sexual preferences, etc.
Mr. Petchkov, I've got to interrupt you here for a second. We have to take a really quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back with the longest segment of the show featuring Ivan. Stick around. He's got some interesting things to say.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ivan, what I would really like to talk about in this final segment is I'd like to talk about your article entitled 2020 Candidates Reject Socialist Label But Embrace Its Policies. And we're talking right now about, I guess, what I would have to call the forerunners of the Democrats. Now, I noticed that you didn't include Joe Biden in this one, and I have to believe that the reason Biden, former Vice President Biden, wasn't included is because he simply has not announced his candidacy yet. But you know, we've got Elizabeth Warren, we've got Kamala Harris, we've got Cory Booker. Now, these people are basically saying they are absolutely not socialists. Explain what you wrote about in your article on this issue, because I think it's very important for listeners to understand that that happens to be the philosophy that they are running under. You're on, man.
So, yeah, these senators are on the record having co-sponsored or sponsored the Green New Deal and Medicare for All, really purely communist socialist policies that would have the government near total control of the healthcare and the energy industries. Anyone who is on the record co-sponsoring a piece of legislation like that, it'd be just a great disparity for them to say that they're not socialists. But what all these candidates know is that they cannot be on the record either supporting socialism or calling themselves socialists. Because Americans, once in what polls have shown over the years and recent polls as well, is that Americans have an extremely negative view of socialism. And in fact, if you look at these policies that they're supporting, if there's some polls done where instead of calling these policies, for example, Medicare for All, they call it socialized healthcare. Support for the policy instantly drops significantly.
Yeah, I know. Your article, right.
Yeah. So once Americans find out the nature of the policies, once they know that this is just a socialism, they do not support these policies. But as Trump actually has sort of described this, it's really easy to run for president promising a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
That gets you votes. That's really easy to to sort of defend debates and, you know, it makes for nice commercials. And Americans, you know, if you don't tell them the nature of these policies, they, you know, overwhelmingly support them. So the Democrats are just playing this very funny war game. And I think the Republicans and the Trump's allies are really taking going to great lengths to expose the circus that's going on with the Democrats now.
You know, you have to wonder if the rationale behind the circus happens to be a combination of guilt and the way that political correctness branches into that. Because when you really stop and think about it, guilt played, in my opinion, a huge role in the election of Barack Obama. You know, he was a guy who came across as being very well-spoken, very intelligent, etc., etc. You know, to wrap everything up, Obama really showed well, as we say in the radio business, and he really did. But if you really stopped and read what his philosophy was, for example, in his book, The Audacity of Hope, which I found to be fascinating, you'd realize that he was basically a communist, for lack of better terms. But also, you know, and I don't happen to agree with his philosophy at all, but he's pretty passionate when it comes to that philosophy. And I would have to say that Obama won the election because of guilt feelings in the United States, number one. And number two, I think the same thing is happening right now, because I think that people who are basically decent people live by what we Christians call the proclamation of the kingdom, which is basically when Jesus said you have to love your fellow man, you have to love yourself, and you have to love your God. And in very intrinsic in that particular statement is love your fellow man. And people stop and think about that and they say, oh my God, you know, I've got some negative feelings about people who have different sexual preferences, for example, than I do, so I must be a bad person. I have some negative feelings. I've had some negative feelings, for example, when I was growing up about African Americans. I don't happen to fall into that category, but that's neither here nor there. And oh my God, I have to do everything I can right now to pay them back. I mean, look, now we've got people, politicians who are adamantly supporting reparations to African Americans. We talked about that last week on the show, and the ludicrousness of that particular idea. We talk about people who are giving people who have different sexual preferences than the norm, giving them more and more and more support, which I don't happen to believe is correct. I think the only people who should get support are the people who truly deserve it by their deeds and actions. What do you think about what I just said? Agree or disagree, Ivan?
In general terms, when it comes to these different minority groups or folks that there's this grand media and cultural narrative that there are these groups that are oppressed. For anyone who takes a deeper look, this narrative of oppression is totally false, it's a grand tool of the socialist and communist movements to create such a narrative. It goes back once again to class struggle.
Yep.
And when it comes to morality, you know, these things are at the forefront. Things like, you know, legalizing gay marriage and such. This is one of the tools of the communist movement to destroy morality in a society, because the communists cannot be in control in a society that has a strong moral compass.
Right, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. That's pretty interesting. And what I find to be really interesting, you know, is I've been around for an awful lot of years. I have that on you, Ivan. But I have to say, I don't understand how clear-thinking people can go along with issues like it's okay to break the law, it's okay to have these, you know, these illegal immigrants in the United States. I've talked that one to death with your colleague, Charlotte Cuthbertson. She brought, you know, she spent a lot of time down there, and she made some very good points on our program, points like it is simply wrong not to understand that, to believe that we do not have a crisis on the border. She said, Al, I was there, boots on the ground. We have a crisis on the border. How can clear-thinking Americans who embrace socialism / communism actually believe that no borders into the United States, among other things, no legal borders into the United States is a correct way to live? To me, I just don't understand it, man. Do you?
Well, I think some of them have long ago been have bought into the communist utopian dream of one world society where we instantly resolve all of our problems by just becoming one big global nation with one big saintly government that's never going to make any mistakes or become tyrannical. So, I mean, some folks just believe that globalism is the way, and globalism is you know, communism's ultimate end game for the world. And the question of open borders or sovereignty in the United States is central to this entire end game, because the United States is the most powerful nation in the world.
It is,
and
exactly,
it's the fortress of freedom and morality, etc.
It is totally central. There's no question about it. Between you and Joshua, you really summed up my feelings about what's going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed KER Politics. Let's get some comments on this one this weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.